Several months before Jessica's birth in 1982, I founded Independent Power Systems, IPS, a company whose mission included developing environmentally beneficial power plants and establishing models to inspire others to do likewise. It was a high-risk business, and most of our competitors eventually failed. However, coincidences came to our rescue. In fact, I was certain that many times someone stepped in to help, that I was being rewarded for my past service and for my commitment to silence. Bruno Zambotti had accepted a high-level position at the Inter-American Development Bank. He agreed to serve on the IPS board and to help finance the fledgling company. We received backing from Bankers Trust, ESI Energy, Prudential Insurance Company, Chadbourne & Park, a major Wall Street law firm in which former U.S. Senator, presidential candidate, and Secretary of State Ed Muskie was a partner, and Riley Stoker Corporation, an engineering firm owned by Ashland Oil Company, which designed and built highly sophisticated and innovative power plant boilers. We even had backing from the U.S. Congress, which singled out IPS for exemption from a specific tax, and in the process gave us a distinct advantage over our competitors. In 1986, IPS and Bechtel simultaneously, but independently of each other, began construction of power plants that used highly innovative, state-of-the-art technologies for burning waste coal without producing acid rain. By the end of the decade, these two plants had revolutionized the utility industry, directly contributing to new national anti-pollution laws by proving once and for all that many so-called waste products actually can be converted into electricity and that coal can be burned without creating acid rain, thereby dispelling long-standing utility company claims to the contrary. Our plant also established that such unproven, state-of-the-art technologies could be financed by a small, independent company through Wall Street and other conventional means. As an added benefit, the IPS power plant sent vented heat to a 3.5-acre hydroponic greenhouse, rather than into cooling ponds or cooling towers. My role as IPS president gave me an inside track on the energy industry. I dealt with some of the most influential people in the business, lawyers, lobbyists, investment bankers, and high-level executives at the major firms. I also had the advantage of a father-in-law who had spent over 30 years at Bechtel, had risen to the position of chief architect, and now was in charge of building a city in Saudi Arabia, a direct result of the work I had done in the early 1970s during the Saudi Arabian money laundering affair. Winifred grew up near Bechtel's San Francisco world headquarters and was also a member of the corporate family. Her first job after graduating from UC Berkeley was at Bechtel.